Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the entire country. This is a big year for the BCHL. Not only is the league one of the best developmental leagues across the entire country, they're also hosting the National Championship, the RBC Cup, this year in Chilliwack. Joining us now is BCHL Commissioner John Grisdale. John, great to have you with us again, my friend.
Thank you, Gino. It's wonderful to be on with you.
Now, the RBC Cup obviously is one of the biggest events we focus on here on a weekly basis on the show. This year, the Chilliwack Chiefs are hosting the tournament in May. How do you go about starting a season as the commissioner differently, knowing that this year you're hosting the RBC Cup?
Well, you know, really honestly, first of all, it's an honor to host a national championship and to be involved in it. And you know, as a league that, you know, has a team that is successful, as in case with Chilliwack, then, you know, their team is destined to be one of the competing teams as the host, as you know. So, you know that they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that they've got a competitive team, and you kind of expect that as a commissioner. And then, you know, then as the league unfolds, or the year unfolds, you have an opportunity, and we have this year, to create a second opportunity for one of our teams, our league champion, that if they this year beat Alberta, then, you know, we could have two teams there. So as any league hosting, that opportunity exists, and it's always a challenge for the league to put its best foot forward, and, you know, we're always excited to do it and see how the season unfolds.
And Chilliwack, the league and the region, also held the BCHL showcase just a couple of weeks ago, and I understand it was pretty heavily scouted by NHL teams as well as NCAA and the Canadian University schools?
Gino, yeah, it was our fifth or sixth year doing it, and it was our best. We get a heavy contingent of scouts coming out, from all levels. Not only NHL, every NHL team was represented. The NCAA, I think we had, you know, close to 55 of the schools is our number. We haven't done a final count on it, but I would expect that, you know, between the CHL scouts and the Canadian U.S. University scouts, Division 1 and 3, NHL, we probably had over the course of the five-day event 200 scouts in and out of the building. And, gives them, as like all showcases, give them a first chance to look at our players and see who they like.
You, as a province, as a BCHL, the league overall, sent a lot of kids stateside on scholarships and well down the road in their hockey careers. And one of the teams that really kind of shows the way is the Penticton Vs. And again, they're nationally ranked this year. You start the season in Penticton as the fourth-ranked team in the entire country. What is it about this program that year after year, there just doesn't seem to be any downtimes for these guys?
Well, certainly, it like all junior A programs. I mean, they're not, you know, heavily manned staff wise. You know, it's always led by the, you know, general manager, coach, head coach, and in this case, in Penticton's case, he's the president of the organization. Fred Harbinson works very hard, and he's got a really strong staff that he works with, and his reputation, not only in as a coach in the PC Hockey League, but, you know, he's coached in the USHL, he's coached in the NCAA, he's really well connected. So, but he demands a lot from his staff, and they work really hard. They prepare themselves. They got a beautiful facility, and it's a beautiful location. But, you know, it wasn't always that way when I started. And, you know, years previous, Vernon Vipers, they have a great community and a great organization. You know, Mark Ferner led the team to two consecutive RBC championships, and, you know, the 1-0 loss in the third one, the straight. So we've got a number of programs that run the same way and do work really hard, Gino, with all sorts of levels of schools and coaches and to try to, you know, to outsource the best player. And then when they get the players into the program, we have regulations and standards that each of our teams have to meet to make sure that the player experience is, even in different buildings, is met.
In conversation with John Grisdale, the commissioner of the BCHL. John, some big news this week. Five players from the BCHL were named to the initial NHL Central Scouting Players to Watch list. The BCHL set a record last year when you had three players picked in the first round of last year's NHL draft. What is it about the overall depth of this league that continues to be increasing?
Well, you know, again, sometimes it's a bit cyclical when we get opportunities to have a player of those caliber to be selected. It certainly isn't the focal point. It's obviously very nice and quite frankly unexpected. But I think what it's really showing is that players, as we know today, develop and surface at different times and through the course of their programs. Sometimes in junior A, players that are undersized show they belong in the NHL. They take a bit longer to develop. So aging out of junior to 24 when they finish their schooling, enter as a free agent. Recently, Kevin Kerfoot, that just signed with Colorado as a free agent, drafted by New Jersey, came out. I think what players and their families are seeing is that they're recognizing there's more different routes to success if they want to continue playing. Certainly going on to school may be a focal point when they leave here, and maybe they're not drafted, or maybe they're drafted in the late round, as we had, the projections for some of these kids this year. But, knowing that they got an extra few years of development, they'll catch on with teams as third and fourth line players or fifth and sixth defensemen and have some pretty good pro careers.
Well, listen, I appreciate your humility, but I got to tell you, it's pretty impressive what the BCHL does year after year in terms of sending kids on to the next level. John, congratulations on all you've accomplished. We'll be talking throughout the year as we look forward to the RBC Cup. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thanks.
Thank you again, Gino.
That was BCHL Commissioner John Grisdale, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.